Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world. We'll explore important aspects and areas of life, including spiritual, physical, mental, relationships, disabilities, and many more topics. Our broadcast team so far consists of Michael Collins, Taylor Tagg, Tom Too Tall Cunningham, Dave Leblecki, and myself. My name is Tracy Montgomery. Our broadcast team here at Journey to Success Radio Network share a common trait in that we all follow Napoleon Hill's 17 Principles to Success. Information about our team can be found on my website, which is healthyinbodyandmind.com. Today, I am very excited to feature Tim Reed on our show. In many ways, Tim Reed has done the impossible. In only a few short years, the Chief Operating Officer of McDonald Island Park has taken the ailing facility, a project so far over budget and behind schedule, to one of the most envied recreation facilities in the country. McDonald Island Park sits among some of the most beautiful scenery the city has to offer, an imposing collection of buildings that boast an Olympic-sized swimming pool, water slides, a state-of-the-art fitness center, various ice surfaces, a beautiful golf course, and numerous other features. Reed's passion has always been recreation, but he says now that his family has grown with the arrival of his young son Liam, he has new perspective on just how important recreation is to the heart of a community. McDonald Island Park is the home of many fundraising initiatives, and most recently held the Parsons Creek Fire Benefit Concert, with all proceeds supporting those residents. Welcome, Tim. We are so happy you're able to join us today on Journey to Success Radio Network.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Tim, we'd like to begin by asking about books you've read that helped offer inspiration and guidance. And at Journey to Success Radio Network, we all read a book called Think and Grow Rich. It was written by an American author named Napoleon Hill. I wondered if you were familiar with him, and have you read any of his books?
I'm familiar with him and a little bit of around the history of Think and Grow Rich, because it's got a great history to it in terms of when some of the first concepts around it were produced, and then more importantly, the most recent one that's had such popularity. So I have read it, and I thought it was a really interesting read. I think anybody that takes an entrepreneurial approach to anything they do in life really should read that book.
Do you think it had an impact on your success?
I think it certainly speaks to the way that we run our business and how the approach that I take to leadership. So definitely, I don't know that it had a direct impact, because I would suggest that, you know, that as well as many other books that I've taken small portions from, but
yeah.
It was a great read and really applicable to the way that we try to run our recreation facility in Wood Buffalo.
Tim, McDonald Island Park is considered by many to be one of the most well-designed recreation facilities in Canada. But there were some hurdles you had to overcome. The project went over budget and was behind schedule, and I'm sure there were times it was difficult to stay positive. Can you talk to us about some of the challenges you faced, and how were you able to weather the storm?
Well, I think really the credit needs to go to our mayor and council for their leadership around this project, and to our board of directors for their stewardship of the process. McDonald Island Park was a facility that was built to create pride within our community, a gathering place and a sense of community. And in doing that, it needed to meet the needs of all of our citizens. And part of the challenge that we had, and one of the great learning lessons that came from this McDonald Island Park expansion, was the fact that communication, as in all forms of life or business, is vital. And we took a project that originated as an arena expansion. So it essentially was a 25,000-square-foot expansion, and decided to make it a 350,000-square-foot expansion.
Wow.
So part of the messaging around the scope creep and the budget overruns and some of the challenges that we experienced were really more related to the fact that we changed the project rather than the costs getting just simply out of control.
Right.
But there was a lesson to be learned in that, and I was very fortunate in the fact that I came into a position where we were at a real low point with McDonald Island Park in terms of cost overruns and budget being challenges and the project being delayed. And in actuality, being fresh gave me a lot of opportunity to see it with a different set of eyes. And what I saw was the premier recreation facility in the country, really what I thought was going to be the hub of our community, and this wonderful recreational experience that we just hadn't shown very appropriately to our citizens. And so our focus really became telling a different story. And so how we overcame the challenges was really through communications. And one of the things that I believe we did is we set goals. We were very transparent with what those goals were going to be to the community as well as the media. And we held ourselves accountable to them. So when we didn't achieve them, we took responsibility for falling short. And when we did, we celebrated our successes. So to me, I think where it all started was with how we communicated and being transparent with everybody that had everybody that was a stakeholder in this project. And that gave us an opportunity to change the image. And it changed quickly because I think this was a project that everybody wanted to see succeed. And they were just looking for opportunities to celebrate it, and we had to tell those stories.
Well, that's great. And succeed you did. Let's talk about McDonald Island Park. What are some of the things it offers for the citizens of Fort McMurray?
I think the thing that we need to start with is, and this was a real key stepping stone for us in our culture, was we've got a team here that we call My Team, and we celebrate it often. And our staff wear these brilliant orange uniforms and stand out anywhere in the complex. And this facility really started with the people. And we've gone from, when I first got here, 26 employees. We now have about 350 employees at our peak.
Wow.
And they're the heart and soul and the fabric of this organization. So as successful as we've been at building a phenomenal bricks and mortar recreation facility, what makes this, what I believe, one of the premier experiences in the country is the fact that we have amazing people that run it and take care of it. So being involved in recreation facilities for a while and being involved in opening them, one thing that I can say is buildings often have similar amenities, but it's the people that make them truly special, and we've got a great team here. But that being said, they also manage a facility that is 240 acres of recreational space.
Mm-hmm.
It is 440,000 square feet underneath the roof, and we have amenities from a really one of the premier aquatic facilities in all of the country, with a 54-meter tank with dividing bulkheads, a large water splash park, and a warm-up tank, as well as all the amenities you can imagine. A couple large field houses, a few full-size arenas, as well as a mini arena, full conference and catering package, fitness packages, running tracks, field houses, a 68,000-square-foot library. And then just when we wanted to diversify even further, we have a series of walking trails, outdoor fields, and a golf course that we run. So if there was ever to be a one-stop shop for recreation, I'd say we're it.
Oh, no kidding. To have all of that under one roof, I mean, that is just incredible. And in terms of membership fees, what would it cost, and does someone have access to using all the facilities, or is it broken down into sections?
The way that we've approached our memberships is fairly holistic in our approach, and the fact that we don't provide a la carte pricing for membership. And what I mean by that is if you want to use the facility, you actually get access to the entire amenity and not just pieces of it. So if you want to access a day pass, you have the right to use the entire facility, with the exception of golf, for the day. And so what we've tried to do is we've tried to use our amenities that make money to offset those that don't. And that was the direction that Marin Council gave us, was that this facility needed to be affordable for everybody in the community, and price should not be a barrier to participation. So our pricing really targets minimizing price access for students and seniors. So we have a number of free seniors programs as well as free students programs. And our family membership isn't selective on how many members are in the family. So we offer a couple kinds of memberships. You can drop in for the day, you can buy a monthly membership, or you can buy an annual membership. And all our pricing is designed to be very affordable, and frankly is less expensive than anywhere else in Alberta.
Wow.
Our membership uptake because of that is at any given month we have about 9,000 members which is about 10% of our population that hold a membership to our facility. And what's really special about that is about 70% of that membership are annual members. So they've really considered Fort McMurray home.
Oh, that's great. And lots of fun stuff in there as well. You've got kind of a fun way of promoting local and regional artists, and it's the No-Fee Art Gallery that provides exhibit space. Whereabouts is it located, and could this maybe be a home for school or community art projects?
It actually already is. And so what we have, and we're really proud of it, is we have the Kirshner Community Art Gallery that was sponsored by a local family that helped us put it together, but it's actually run by the Wood Buffalo Artist Forum, which is a collection of artists that really have come together just to display public art. Often in a community that is so economically driven and, more importantly, such a fast rate of growth, you tend to lose sight of the arts. And to the credit of this group, they've really brought the arts to the forefront. So they approached us looking for a space, and along our aquatic facility on the second level, we have this large, what it is essentially, is it's a massive exit hallway for the facility.
Mm-hmm.
And we've turned it into a public art gallery. And so every 6 weeks, the exhibits change, and it's managed 100% by the local artisans, and it has to be public art. So we use school art right up to, you name it, and we've had it in there. So it's mm-hmm. a really special part of the building, and most importantly, I think it mends some of those gaps that exist between the recreation community and the arts community.
Yep.
It really does highlight the fact that you can have both, and whether it's recreation that's your pleasure or arts and culture that's your pleasure, ultimately you need both to create a really quality facility and, more importantly, a great community to live in.
Oh, that's great. Tim, we have some workers in and around Fort McMurray that work incredibly long hours, outdoors, at times not in great weather. What kind of health and wellness programs do you have at McDonald Island Park that we could introduce to these workers?
Once again, you name it, we have it. Our aquatics team puts together a wonderful set of programmings in terms of swimming lessons and Royal Life programs that go on there. So no matter what level of a swimmer you are, we can bring you in and we can help you on that side of things. We also run a number of aquatic classes in terms of their cardio classes, the Aqua Zumba, the Get Fit classes, the Low Impact classes. So the aquatic side offers a barrage of programming, really, to meet any of your fitness levels and, more importantly, your age levels as well. We also have an 8,000-square-foot fitness center that sees about 20,000 visits a month.
Wow.
And we have a wonderful team in there that program. And so whether you're into a body boot camp workout or you're into a mums and tots workout or perhaps you want to be into spin classes, we offer it all. So on average, we traditionally offer about 40 classes a week. And you can pick and choose the times, and you can pick and choose where and when they happen. So we really try to focus on programming, and it's become a great addition to our business, even though that we have wonderful drop-in use programming facilities. Specific programs have really grown in the last few months, and particularly the last six, and it's a key focus for our business.
Oh, that's great. And you've talked quite a bit about the flexibility. Like, that's incredible to me to hear how flexible McDonald Island Park really is with all the programs and the classes you offer. Different time slots, different classes, and that's great because the work schedule for a lot of people living in Fort McMurray, it varies. Hours certainly vary, and their work schedules vary. Do you have drop-in sports activities, like actual teams? If they're not able to commit to joining the team, could they maybe... is there team activities that are just as flexible as, say, the classes?
We do. We always have a sequence of leagues on the go, and normally they're concepts that are a little bit non-traditional. For instance, we offer a dodgeball league, and it's mainly just get out and have some fun.
Yeah.
But we also run programming such as drop-in shinny all day, and that's a great example of recreation in a shift-based community. And so what happens is all day long we offer drop-in shinny hockey, and it's full constantly.
Yeah.
So that's one of the really unique aspects about Wood Buffalo is because we are a shift-based community, traditionally recreation from 8 to 4 when all the kids are in school is relatively slow and difficult to program. Well, for us, because a lot of our user base are on shift, that we don't see that massive drop during the daytime that others would. Certainly we see a decrease, but we can do things like shift league hockey and shift league curling and drop in volleyball and basketball. So we normally offer on average 4 leagues in any given month that our youth can drop into and participate.
I think that's great. I think that you really listened to your community. You listened to what everyone was doing there. You understand that they work long hours. You understand that they work shift hours. And you built programs based on benefiting all the people in your community. And I think that's just amazing. I understand you've got a young son named Liam. And I've got 2 children myself. I know after having children, your life all of a sudden has a definite aim and certainly a new sense of purpose. Can you talk a little bit about how your son has changed and impacted your life? And are you able to enjoy the amenities at McDonald Island Park now as a family?
Yeah, first of all, I think it's the most humbling process any individual can go through is having an additional family member. And it's been a really great addition for us as a family, but more importantly for me as a professional that works in recreation. For so many years, I've run recreation facilities for other people and for families like yourself that come down and use it. And you try to do the best job you can, and you try to perform at the highest level of service possible, but I don't think you fully appreciate some of the challenges of being a family until you have a young one yourself. And there was a number of learning lessons where my wife would send me down to our aquatic center because she felt that we needed to make changes to how the family change room would be. And you don't really appreciate some of the design issues you have in a brand new facility until you come down with your family and you try to manage getting your son into the pool and getting yourself changed and all the chaos and anarchy that comes with children's stuff. And so I think the biggest thing that's changed in me is the fact that now I can picture my son using it. And because of that, everything that we do needs to be of a standard that literally, if it doesn't meet the needs of my family, then we're not prepared to do it. And so it's opened my eyes to some of the challenges that that come with using recreation facility and bringing your entire family down here and managing that. But most importantly, I think it's allowed me to celebrate the fact of how valuable recreation is in a community like ours.
Yeah.
Because we are busy. And people work long hours and they work hard, but they also need recreation time and they need family time. So what we try to do is once a week, we come down to the facility as not the chief operating officer, but just as a family to use the facility. And we change the amenities. My wife uses the facility often with our son, but we generally come down on Sundays as a family, and we come enjoy. We put on a great Sunday brunch and skating on the outdoor pond. And so we normally start by coming down for brunch and going and out a skate if we can, and then heading into the aquatic facility or perhaps the indoor playground. And so we really try to take a day a week and use it as just members of the community and not people that work here.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tim, we've touched on the recreation side of McDonald Island Park, but you also have some amazing retailers. Tell us about some of the retailers that have set up shops.
Yeah, we have a few certainly that come in on a part-time basis, and some of our highlights of our retail side of blending retail and recreation is we do a number of really big trade shows every year, including the spring and the fall trade show for McMurray Tourism, and those are massive weekends of visitation for us. And so they bring a bunch of, you know, in any case, they bring 200-plus vendors to the facility, and that really is an amazing weekend. On a day-to-day basis, we have some great partnerships, a number of them that we run internally. So we have our Sly Fox Pro Shop that sells our golf amenities, and then we have our Red Fox Fox Den, which is our golf clubhouse, so you can go there for a bite to eat. And then when you come into the facility, we have a recent partnership with a Toys and Hobbies Club that sell RC toys, and they also run programming in the facility. So part of the partnership is, yes, they can sell it in our lobby, but they also need to offer programming. And I think that speaks to the fact that we don't want just retailers, we want people that add value to our facility. And so this group, they sell remote control cars and boats and helicopters, and they actually have a junior pilots club that they've started. So for the kids that may not be sport-driven, and are into models and RC toys and things like that. We close down a portion of the field house, and they go in with a bunch of kids, and they fly around remote control helicopters.
So, oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so that's really great. We also have a new partnership that's opening with Jogen Fruits. It's in construction now,
mm-hmm.
and we're looking at having that open in the next 4 weeks. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, that's excellent. So a lot of excitement about what you've already done, and a lot of excitement in the springtime here, because on the horizon is the proposed outdoor expansion. And I'm wondering if you were wanting to talk about perhaps offering a date as to when we could expect construction to start.
We've got a really tight timeline on this process, and ultimately we have a commitment to be back in front of council in June with a final design recommendation and a final price for this budget, for this project. We've got great partnerships with a firm called 360 Architects out of Kansas City in the United States. Can't speak highly enough about them. They're probably one of the premier stadium and arena designers in North America, and we're really excited to have them on board because we wanted to create something that was iconic and that this community could celebrate, and they've come up with some great designs around that. We're also working with ATB Construction out of Edmonton, which brings the practicality of building in northern Alberta to that partnership. So we've got a great design team, a great construction team. The detailed design is essentially in the final stages, and drawings will be released to the community in the next 2 weeks. Following that, we hope to be in front of council in June, and if council approves the design as well as the funding for it, which there's great support so far, our anticipation would be that we would see construction commence before the end of August.
Wow, that is very exciting. Tim, what is your long-term goal with McDonald Island Park?
Quite simply put, I think the long-term goal for McDonald Island Park is to be the premier recreation facility in the country. We want to be the place that other communities look to when they're looking for an example of how to do recreation right. And we often talk about the fact that we tend to think in Fort McMurray that if you go to Edmonton or Calgary or other cities in Canada, that there's great examples of how to lead in recreation. And one of the statements I use often with our staff is, I want those cities to come to us. And we have a unique opportunity because of where we are in this northern region, but more importantly because of the economics of the region, to do something that is truly special, but more importantly needed in this community. And that is build a sense of home. And I think if we as McDonald Island Park can create a great recreational escape for our community, and more importantly, family gathering place, then that will lead to sustainability in our region, and will lead to a place where people want to live and raise their families. So, to me, our goal is the premier recreation experience in the country. We want to be the place that is used as the example. And we want to do that not because we want to be awarded and recognized, but more importantly, we want to create a great home here in Wood Buffalo.
Well, Tim, I want to commend you because I think you have done an absolutely incredible job of McDonald Island Park. You had hurdles. You overcame them. You worked as a team. You guys were committed to your community. You listened to what everyone was doing, and you built a recreation facility around the people in your community. And I think to all of our listeners, and certainly we have Canadian as well as a lot of American listeners, I mean, every community out there can take this example and just implement some of the things that you did to creating McDonald Island Park and create them in their own community. It's really about listening to who's going to be using the facilities. And I think that's a huge reason why there's all this hype about McDonald Island Park. You listened to the members in your community and you acted in their best interest. And that's why you've created what you've created today. It takes a lot of courage and takes a lot of commitment, and I want to commend you on that. I can't wait to use the facilities myself with my children, and hopefully that'll be in the spring when I come up to Fort McMurray.
Excellent.
And try it out, because it sure sounds fun and it sounds amazing. So, Tim, before we go, and we're going to have a link on our Journey to Success Radio Network directly to McDonald Island Park, but how can people quickly find you?
Absolutely. I think the best place to find us is come and visit Fort McMurray, because it is a wonderful community, and anybody will find a great array of things to do here. So I always suggest that the best way to find us is in person. But if you can't find us in person, you can visit us at www.mcdonaldisland.ca, or you can give us a shout, toll-free, 1-888-281-6477. And best way is online, and come check out our facility. We're in the process of a new website that will launch April the 1st. And we'd love you to visit us in an online profile if you can't get here in person.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Tim. I wish you the best of luck coming up here to Council in June, and with the expansion I'm sure will take place in August, and I just wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much, and I really encourage your listeners, no matter where they are in the world, to celebrate recreation, because I think it's a great community builder, and McDonald Island Park is a great example of when municipal leadership buys into recreation, the community that they can create.
I agree. Take care, Tim.
Thank you so much.